from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief, Chloe, August 26th. Quick run through 10 health stories. Let's start with the longevity piece. Let's get into it. First, from Formal Assignment, from Table to Farm. I'd like to tell you about a highlight of the recent trip we took to South Devon in the UK to celebrate Ben's birthday. Have you been there? It was my first time. Of all the gorgeous seaside sights and rolling farmland we encountered in the region, the memory of our morning at Falliscombe Farm stands out. The staff, the food, the garden, all incredible. As you'll read below, standalone breakfast visits are not normally on offer, but dinners and overnight stays, the latter grant breakfast and lunch access, certainly are. Next, second from Andrew Zimmern, the One Tokyo Eating Rule, spilled milk #490. Today's newsletter includes my biggest Tokyo eating rule. The best meals are usually hiding somewhere you almost walked right past. A neighborhood-by-neighborhood guide to Tokyo, because apparently, I ate enough meals in Japan to require a field guide. The restaurants that explain what makes each neighborhood tick, plus a reminder that I really need to stop eating 7 meals a day. As some of you know, I just got back from Japan a few weeks ago. I have lots to catch you up on, and hopefully my posts on Tokyo moving forward will convince you to book a trip there right away. Up next, third from Addisabelle's, spicy gazpacho. Hey, I just read about this spicy gazpacho that sounds like it could be the star of any summer gathering. The idea is to blend fresh tomatoes, a red bell pepper, cucumber, a shallot, lime juice, and a good pinch of salt in a high-powered blender until it's completely smooth. The heat comes from a finger-red hot pepper or a couple of jalapenos, so you can dial it up or down depending on how spicy you like it. After blending, you taste it, tweak the seasoning, and then chill it for at least an hour. Once it's cold, you have a few fun ways to serve it. The simplest is just to pour it into bowls or glasses and enjoy it as a chilled soup. And then, fourth from Science Daily Health, your genes may decide whether a low-carb diet sends cholesterol soaring. A low-carb diet may raise LDL cholesterol much more sharply in people who are genetically predisposed to high cholesterol, particularly when they consume lots of saturated fat. The findings could help explain why people following seemingly similar diets can have dramatically different results. Next, finally, a highly detailed chart, 11 pages, that illustrates the traits of highly masked autism and how these autistic traits extensively overlap with characteristics of ADHD, giftedness, complex ADHD, or burnout. My reasoning as to why how each trait might also overlap with the characteristic of ADHD, giftedness, ADHD, or burnout. Fifth, from Lindsay Max, Complexity Edge. Autism traits, notable overlap with ADHD, giftedness, complex trauma, and burnout. So anytime an individual endorses one of these items in a session or autism assessment, this table depicts many of the expanded differential possibilities I am synthesizing to determine a potential diagnosis and identification of further recommendation. Up next, 6 from Tell Me 3 Good Things, 25 August 2020, 6 till the 3 good things, and I hope life will treat you kind, and I hope that you have all sitting on the porch in the morning reading the comments on last night's post. Safe travels to and from Rockville and very little traffic, dinner out with friends, and a big bowl of tasty vegetarian pho. Now you, tell me 3 good things, so, and then. 7th from Vinay Prasad's Observations and Thoughts. I have 3 problems with the letter opposing the punishment of Nathan Kaufness. For background, Nathan Kaufness was the postdoc at Ghent University who first reported that Jason Arde had plagiarized parts of his scholarly writing, and his biography contained impossible claims. After Arde resigned and tragically committed suicide, Ghent University suspended Nathan Kaufness. In a coincidental act that in no way was naked retaliation, asterisk wink wink, he has been suspended, definitely not retaliation. Hundreds of academics have signed a letter opposing this suspension. I signed, and you can too here. Next, 8th from Rue Girl, homemade chicken Alfredo pasta. The garlic and onion powder measurements are really just a starting point. Season the chicken and sauce according to your taste. Make the Alfredo sauce in the same pan you use for the chicken. All those little brown pieces at the bottom add a ton of flavor. Freshly grated Parmesan will melt into the sauce more smoothly, but use what you have. 2 boneless, skinless chicken breasts, about 1 pound total, 1-2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper. Up next, 9th from MedCity News. Why RS Sleep Wrecking lawsuit is really about trust. The lawsuit hinges on the fact that RS Sleep scores come from a proprietary algorithm, not from the gold standard polysomnography used in clinical sleep labs. The Ring's validation work is limited to a handful of small studies, often under 50 participants, so the claim of clinical-grade accuracy isn't backed by large-scale evidence. Because the device translates heart rate and motion data into sleep stages via AI, the numbers are estimates, not direct measurements. Critics say that's fine for general wellness, but it's misleading when the marketing suggests medical-level precision. In short, the legal complaint isn't about the tech failing. It's about the gap between what the Ring actually measures and the level of confidence the company promises consumers. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.